city of the days. Can't be like the night in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop running.
Special Services, State Police, and the FBI. Lieutenant Jurgensen, you Palmer, want you to St. John's Emergency? In case we've got any walk-ins from the street. Kramer, get the city engineer. I got to find out a damage report. It's very important.
On with Teller. Who the hell would want to blow up a department store?
Did you ever see a woman that's a shoe cell?
Connie, I want you to get started on the witness sheet. Ricky, you and Joe, you make sure the uniforms got it cordoned off there. And you don't let the damn TV crews in. Benson!
Inspector Fogg.
Not now. Benson, traffic. We get 5th Avenue cleared out by 3 o'clock or we got the traffic jam from hell.
Walter.
Yeah.
I think you better take this.
Major Case Unit, Inspector Cobb.
Said Simple Simon to the pieman going to the fair, give me your pies. Or I'll cave your head in. You see, Bonwitz was just to make sure I had your attention. Is there a detective named McLean there?
He's on suspension.
No, Walter, he's not. Not today.
Who is this?
Call me Simon.
What do you want?
I want to play a game.
What kind of game?
Simon says. Simon's going to tell Lieutenant McLean what to do, and Lieutenant McLean is going to do it. Non-compliance will result in a penalty.
What penalty?
Another big bang in a very public place.
What is it that you want Lieutenant McLean to do?
Simon says Lieutenant McLean is to go to the corner of 138th Street and Amsterdam, which is in Harlem, if I'm not mistaken.
Kowalski! Lambert! You know where to find McLean?
Well, I kind of doubt you're going to find him in church.
Well, you better find out what rock he's under. And kick it over.
Killings in Red Hook the past 2 nights.
Put Miner on it. And Giannetti, the mayor's office, and call before the day's out.
Next 14 dump trucks stolen from a yard in Staten Island. 14, Jesus. Somebody starting a construction company?
Nah, it was John's landlady going to clean his apartment.
Sure, it's fraud.
That's a priority out in California. Contractor split some money with the thieves. We had it out in Jersey a couple years ago, Joe.
See what Kelly can do with it.
Hey, what was the lottery number last night?
4467.
Still betting your badge, Rick?
Yeah. 6991 every week.
6991, lucky number.
Half the cops in New York play their badges.
All the kids, John.
Okay.
Did you talk with Holly?
I didn't talk to Holly.
Coming up on it, Inspector.
Is it hot in here or am I just scared to death?
I want to make sure the gun's there.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you're the first woman since Holly's seen me do this.
I'm on it.
Yeah. So is she. So, where's the backup gonna be?
We're gonna drop back to 128th Street.
What? 10 blocks? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man, that's just great. Well, hey, Walter, what is all this about, huh?
If we don't do it, this guy says he's going to blow up another public
well,
place.
Why me? What has it got to do with me?
I have no idea. He just said it had to be you.
It's nice to be needed.
Frankly, John, you have...
Hey, Walter, how about you mind your fucking business about Holly, huh? You and Simon fucking up a perfectly good hangover. Okay.
We'll be back to pick you up in 15 minutes.
Take your time. I expect to be dead in 4.
Let's go, Billy.
Nine. Why aren't you in school?
Tony wants to sell you this.
Tony? That no-neck dude they call Bad T?
He says he found it in a dumpster.
He keeps stealing from people. They're going to find him in a dumpster.
Well, he didn't steal it. Says his uncle gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Hand me that newspaper over there. Don't ever let people use you. You're running all over town with stolen property. If you get caught, you get in trouble while he gets to deny the whole thing and walk away.
You mean you want us to take it back to Tony?
No, I'll take it back to Tony with a message. Now, where are you going?
School.
Why?
To get educated.
Why?
So I can go to college.
And why is that important?
To get respect.
Respect. And who's the bad guys?
Guys who sell drugs.
Guys who have guns.
And who's the good guys?
We're the good guys.
Who's going to help you?
Nobody.
So who's going to help?
We're going to help ourselves.
And who do we not want to help us?
White people.
That's right. Now get on out of here. Go to school.
Uncle, you better come look at this.
What?
There's a white man standing in the street.
I've seen one.
Not like this.
Dial 911. Tell the police to get up here quick. Somebody's about to get killed. You get your bus to school, you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Morning.
Good morning.
You having a nice day, sir? You feeling all right? Not to get too personal, but a white man standing in the middle of Harlem wearing a sign that says, I hate niggas, has either got some serious personal issues or not all his dogs are barking. Hey, I'm talking to you. Now, you got about 10 seconds before those guys see you. When they do, they will kill you, you understand? You are about to have a very bad day.
Tell me about it. Sir, this is a police matter for your own safety. I'm gonna...
You're damn right it's a police matter for your own safety. I suggest you hide your butt in my shop till the police get here.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Listen, I'm a cop.
What?
I'm on a case. Somebody blew up Bonwood Tellers an hour ago. Did you hear about that on the news?
Yeah.
The same asshole that did that said, I gotta come to Harlem and do this or he's gonna blow up something else. Do you understand?
Shit.
Listen, I got a gun. You
should get across the street. You should get across
Look,
the street.
Start acting crazy,
what?
All right? Like Looney Tunes, you know, like Bellevue.
It's
a friend of yours? He looked like a friend of mine. I think the dude just escaped from some hospital, you know? Like Bellevue.
I am the voice of my own God. And my God. And I told the librarian that I had a bad headache, but she didn't believe me. I really do have a bad headache, though. I have a very bad headache, and my head does not feel...
You've made a very bad mistake.
Who are you going to this shit on?
Fellas, nature boy here hates niggas. Now, what are we going to do about that? Oh, shit! Back! Back up! Back the fuck up! Now!
Come on, man.
Just run all the lights, drive!
You got it, boss!
Damn!
That cut deep?
How the hell would I know?
Just keep pressure on it.
Oh, fuck!
Hey, Zeus, right? John McClane, I owe you one.
Damn right you owe me. You got any idea what those guys are doing to my shop right
now? Chill out, hey, Zeus.
Chill out, what the fuck? Are you trying to relate to me? Talk like a white man.
Okay, Zeus, I'm sorry you got involved.
Why you keep calling me Jesus? I look Puerto Rican to you.
Guy back there called you Jesus.
He didn't say Jesus, he said, hey, Zeus. My name is Zeus.
Zeus?
Yeah, Zeus. As in father of Apollo, Mount Olympus. Don't fuck with me or I'll shove a lightning bolt up your ass. Zeus! You got a problem with that?
No.
Shit.
I don't have a problem with that. Downtown, Police Plaza.
Oh, that's just great.
Record of all these callers, recent release, and a list to anybody else he might look there clerically.
Textbook megalomania is a pathological state in which fantasies of control or omnipotence predominate. He wants control over him. He wants control over his actions, over his thoughts, even his emotions.
Sounds like you got a secret admirer, John.
Yeah, maybe you'll send me some flowers.
Everybody knows you like pansies.
It's not that kind of emotion. This guy is ugly.
How is that?
Nothing wrong with him. A shower wouldn't cure. Beer is normally taken internally, John.
Just give me some aspirins, will you?
No, okay. Hold it here.
This is Fred Schiller, John, and he's a...
shrink, yeah, I got it.
Yes, I was saying that we're dealing with a megalomaniacal personality with possible paranoid schizophrenia.
Hey, how about we just skip down to the part where you tell me what the fuck this has to do with me, huh?
I don't know. I mean, what I do know is it does have specifically to do with you. This guy wants to pound on you till you crumble. He wants you to dance to his tune, and then...
You want to dress and fuck me?
I was going to say, kill you. He's sitting on an awful lot of rage, and it could be manifested physically if he's stressed.
Somebody arrested, somebody pissed off.
Well, that could be one hell of a long list.
Fuck you, Joe.
See, these people don't like to work anonymously. They want you to know who's doing it to you. So this name Simon is probably not an alias. It's probably Simon or some variation.
Simon, Robert E., busted in 86, extortion, kidnapping, 10 to 15. Did 7 years for good behavior, released on a state work furlough 2 months ago.
Check it. Thanks, Rick. Bob Simons was a bankrupt businessman and kidnapped his partner's daughter. He's a fuck-up, not a psycho. The guy we're looking for is nuts.
A nut who knows a lot about bombs. We found this in a playground. Professional. Very cool stuff. You know. Boom.
You think you should slam it around like that, Charlie?
Well, it's unmixed. You can't hurt it. This stuff is cutting edge. It's a binary liquid.
A what?
Like epoxy. Two liquids. Either one by itself, you got nothing. But mix them. Ricky. Like I said, very cool stuff. Now, with a package like this, you get a warning. Now, the bomb has to arm itself. You'll see the red liquid pump into the clear before it detonates.
How long before?
10 seconds, 2 minutes, could be anything. But once it's mixed, be somewhere else.
This stuff has got to be pretty rare. We ought to be able to find out if any of it's missing something.
I already did. Livermore Labs theft over the weekend.
You got enough to make another one, Joe?
About 2,000 pounds.
That?
Well, the detonating mechanism can be anything. Radio, electrical. Hell, you could use a beeper and phone it in.
Inspector? Inspector?
He's got a doubled Alberti feedback loop on it. A nasty little trick I believe
Charlie.
Once used in...
Charlie!
What?
Want to stop the trace? Simon.
He was aboard, walked the street, and survived. Hartman Water. Where are my pigeons now?
Pigeons?
I had 2 pigeons, bright and gay, fly for me the other day. Why was it they did go? You cannot tell, you do not know.
You mean McClay?
No, I mean Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, there after all. And your friend?
Hart!
Yeah, he's here too.
And may I speak with him? Where is the Ebony Samaritan there now?
You got a problem with Ebony?
No, no. My only problem is that I went to some trouble preparing that game for McLean. You interfered with a well-laid plan.
Yeah, well, you can stick your well-laid plan up your well-laid ass.
That was not smart. There are lives at stake here.
Not enough time, Inspector.
You better hope he calls back.
He will.
Ricky, you want to tell those people to shut the hell up out there?
Hey, keep it down here.
Simon. He wasn't speaking for all of us.
That was unpleasant. Don't let it happen again. So, what's your name, boy?
Don't call me boy.
I'm sorry. It was a poor attempt at humor. I was going to send you home with a chiding, but now I think perhaps you should join the game.
The payphone in Oslo.
No, wait, they say it's Juarez, Mexico.
Now they're saying it's Juarez, Mexico.
Forget it. Australia? He's scrambling up his system. They don't know where he is.
Having fun with the phone company, are we? Simon says McLean and the Samaritan will go to the subway station of 72nd and Broadway. I will call you in 15 minutes on the payphone outside the station. No police. Failure to answer will constitute noncompliance. Do you understand me, John?
Oh, yes, I understand. I understand that you're a fucking wacko that likes to play kids' games. That's what I understand.
Hardly.
Hardly? Well, then who are you? Somebody I sent up? What'd you do? Shoplifting? Purse snatching? Cross-dressing, what?
You couldn't catch me if I stole your chair with you in it.
My chair with me in it? That's very exciting. Let me ask you a question, Bonehead. Why are you trying to kill me?
John, come
on. Huh? Why don't you come on down here to Police Plaza and we'll figure this out like a couple of men, huh? Come on down here.
If killing you was all I wanted,
Simon,
you'd be dead by now.
This is Inspector Cobb. I can appreciate your feelings for McLean. But believe me, the jerk isn't worth it. He stepped on so many toes in this department. By this time next month, he's going to be a security guard. His own wife wants nothing to do with him, and he's about 2 steps shy of becoming a full-blown alcoholic.
One step.
Now listen to me. You sound like a real smart guy. What is it that you want?
Are you talking about money?
Well, whatever. McLean is a toilet bug. Now what would it take just to forget him and live happily ever after?
You know, money is shit to me. I would not give up McLean for the gold in your Fort Knox. 72nd Street subway, payphone, 15 minutes, McLean and the Samaritan. If you're competent in the least, you found the briefcase. So you know what I mean by penalty.
I want to thank you for that vote of confidence, Walter.
Well, I thought it was worth a try. This guy's a raving maniac.
He couldn't be any clearer if you got it from a case history. He gave you clues to his identity. He spoke German. He called it your Fort Knox. And he stammered when McLean pushed him.
Now, you believe this guy really can't be bought?
There's no chance. The very mention of money only enraged him further.
What's that?
It's your shield.
You asking me to be a cop again, Walt?
Ricky, get him his gun, all right?
You didn't answer my question.
Joe, this time they...
Hey! You didn't answer my question, Walter.
Are you dumb, Lieutenant? Now, you two better get going if you're going to get up to 72nd Street on time. Joe, this time they go with backup.
You got it.
Come on, you guys.
Whoa. I'm not going anywhere.
Simon says you gotta go.
I'm not jumping through hoops for some psycho. That's a white man with white problems. You deal with him. Call me when he crosses 110th Street.
Hey. Why'd you save my ass?
I didn't.
I stopped a white cop from getting killed in Harlem. One white cop gets killed today. Tomorrow we got 1,000 white cops. All of them with itchy trigger fingers. Got it?
Get him back.
Charlie, where'd you find that bomb?
Chinatown.
Oh, partner! Wait up!
Hey, I ain't your partner. I ain't your neighbor, your brother, or your friend. I'm your total stranger.
Okay, stranger. You know where that park is at 115th Street in St. Nicholas?
Yeah, it's in Harlem.
Where do you think we found that bomb? Listen, this guy doesn't care about skin color. Even if you do.
What am I doing?
Cheer up. Things could be worse. He's working on a nice fat suspension. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Come on.
Okay, they made it to the phone, but there's a problem.
Well, what do you mean? How big a problem?
Oh, about 300 pounds.
And they're probably going to end up having to get an operation.
Excuse me, ma'am, we need this phone for official police.
Do you mind?
Honey, I'm a cop. I need the phone right now.
Get
out the damn phone, lady. Police business.
Oh, never.
I can get used to this.
Sure, you can find a phone across the street, ma'am. Let's get something straight. I'm the only one here on official police business. Don't ever do that shit again.
Let's get something else straight. You need me a lot more than I need you. You don't like the way I do things? Fine. I quit.
All right, I need you. All right, I need you more than you need me. Hello.
Birds of a feather flock together, so do pigs and swine. Rats and mice have their chance, as will I have mine.
Nice. Rhymes.
Why was the phone busy? Who are you calling?
The psychic hotline.
I'd advise you to take this more seriously.
Look, it's a public phone. What do you want me to say?
You can simply say there was a fat woman on it and it took you a minute to get her off. Now, John, there's a significant amount of explosive in the trash receptacle next to you. Try to run and it goes up now.
And nobody's going to run, but I got 100 people out here.
That's the point. Now, do I have your attention? As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Every wife had 7 sacks. Every sack has 7 cats. Every cat has 7 kittens. Kittens, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were going to St. Ives? My phone number is 555.
No, wait. I didn't get all that. Say it again.
Not a chance. My phone number is 555 and the answer. Call me in 30 seconds or die.
All right, 7 guys with 7 wives.
Shut up, McLean. I'm good at this.
7 guys with 7 wives.
Shut the fuck up, McLean. He says 7 wives with 7 sacks. 7 times wives? 7 is 49. Now tell me the rest.
Oh, your sack with 7 sacks.
Weren't you listening?
Yeah, I was listening to hear
every
fucking
thing. What's wrong with you?
Well, besides having a bad fucking hangover for one thing.
All right. 7 wives times 7, 49 with 7 cats. 7 times 49 is 343, right?
What are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you. 343 times 7 is 24. 2,401. What you got, right?
Yeah, that's what I... Is that it, 2401?
The dial, 555-2401. No, wait. It's a trick. It's a trick.
What do you mean?
I forgot about the man.
What man? Fuck the man. We got 10 seconds.
He said how many were going to St. Ives, right? The riddle begins, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. The guy and his wives aren't going anywhere.
What are they doing?
Sitting in the fucking road, waiting on the moon. How the hell should I know?
Who's going to St. Ives then?
The guy. Just the guy.
Just one guy.
The answer's one.
One guy. How do you dial one?
555-0001.
001. Just one guy's going.
Hello, John.
Yeah, piece of cake. Give us something harder next time.
But you're 10 seconds late.
No, the answer is one. There's a bomb in the trash.
Everybody go!
Yeah, let's get out of here. Come on, let's go.
Mom. Yeah.
I didn't say Simon Says. It's 9:50, John. The number 3 train is arriving now. I left something provocative on that train, John. Simon Says, get to the payphone next to the news kiosk in Wall Street Station by 10:20, or the number 3 train and its passengers vaporize. Use any means of travel other than civilian, I blow the train. Attempt to evacuate the subway, I blow the train. I call you in 30 minutes, be there.
Fuck. 90 blocks in 30 minutes in New York traffic? It could be double that.
We don't even have a car. Hey, sir, I'm a cop. I am requisitioning this cop for official police.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, my
get
job?
Get in.
Pretty slick. Listen, I used to drive a cab. Fastest way south is...
What were you saying?
I was saying, I used to drive a cab, 9th Avenue is the fastest way south. But we seem to be going east.
Where the hell are you going, McLean? I told you 9th Avenue is the quickest
Stop
way south.
Stop goddamn yelling, I know what I'm doing.
Not even God knows what you're doing.
They're headed east on 72nd towards the park.
But Wall Street is south. Man, stop yelling at me, I got a bad headache. And the best way south is not 9th Avenue, it's through the park.
Oh, dear. I told you the park drive is always jammed.
I didn't say park drive.
I said through the park.
Shit! We lost them. They're in the park headed south.
I got him, Connie. He's taking the scenic route.
Are you aiming for these people?
No. Maybe that mine.
Tree! Help!
Hang on.
Rock!
The plane. What?
Let's do that thing.
North, south, west, east.
How much time?
27 minutes.
7 seconds. Throw away the second part south in 3 minutes. There's gotta be a fucking wreck. Get up.
Yeah. Now what? Then we need a fire truck.
What?
To follow.
911.
Lieutenant John McClain, NYPD access number 7479, calling from a civilian transmitter. Get me an emergency dispatcher right away.
Dispatch, go ahead.
I got 2 officers down at the corner of 14th Street and 9th Avenue. Need an ambulance. Over.
Bunch of calls on the west side. Go to Roosevelt Hospital. That's 2 o'clock.
Hey,
down, McLean. L.A.
the end zone.
You said Wall Street. We could have followed him all the way.
Wrong. South of 14th Street's a different hospital. Stay loose. Hang on.
We're halfway there with 18 minutes to go.
Fuck this. Hang on.
We should be ahead of that train, right?
You're not going to get on that train.
I'm going to get on that train. You got to get to that payphone by 10:20.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get that bomb. Listen, you fail, I cover your ass. I fail, you cover my ass.
And if we both fail, then we're both fucked.
Go now, drive. Get to that phone booth by 10:20. Go.
My lucky fucking day.
Wall Street.
Wait. This isn't a taxi. You don't understand.
Your light's on. I'll make it simple. 112 Wall Street, or I'll have your medallion suspended. What? You don't like white people?
112 Wall Street. You got it.
Listen, bro, I was here first.
Bro?
Get away from the goddamn phone!
Get your hands up!
I have to answer that phone.
Just shut up and get him in the air!
Pardon me.
Watch your back. Watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a New York police officer. I'm going to ask you to calmly and quietly start moving towards the other end of the car. Go now, please. Go now. Go! Watch out! Watch! Watch it! Go!
I have to answer that phone.
Get him up!
Look, if you have to shoot me, then you go ahead and you shoot me. But I have to answer this phone, all right? I'm here.
And McLean?
He's on his way. He's a little slow. He's kind of out of shape.
The rules applied to both of you. I'm afraid this is non-compliance. Goodbye.
Trust me, guy.
Duck.
Right down into the subway.
How many fire trucks you count?
You guys.
How can you see from up there?
Get in there. Officer, tell those people to get the hell back, will you? We got a shitload of cuts and bruises, a couple concussions, some old guy's pacemaker stopped, and a pregnant girl's water broke, and that's all. How you doing, John?
Still can't hear too good.
Well, it's a miracle you're still alive. It's a goddamn miracle.
Yeah, that's a problem, Joe.
What?
The miracle part. What are the odds of us making it down here on time?
Zip.
That bomb was going to go off no matter what. He wanted it to go off right down here. Take this off me, Dave.
Well, what's so special about this place?
I don't know. Something just doesn't add up.
Lieutenant McLean? They're asking for you and Mr. Carver.
Where? John?
John, this is Andy Cross. I'm with the FBI. Bill Jarvis, I'm
with another agency. It's good to meet you.
This is Lieutenant McLean. This is Mr. Carver.
We've got a couple of questions first.
You recognize this guy?
No.
About this one? How about you? Did you recognize the voice on the phone?
No.
You noticed any cars following you?
No.
Anybody following you at all? Any kind of surveillance? Telephone, house, anything unusual at all?
Well, now that you mention it, I have experienced it. You know, like a burning sensation between my toes. I thought it was just some athlete's foot or something.
You read your jacket, Lieutenant. We were told you would be cooperative.
Cooperate
hey,
with what?
Now, wait a minute. He will
be. We're
wasting
time here in this
You want to share information? How about sending a little our way as well?
Look, we want to hear what he knows first.
What the hell? You give us pictures
Look,
and
we want to hear what he knows
Hey,
first.
I know as much as you know, all right? There's a guy out there setting off bombs. He calls himself Simon. He speaks with a German accent. And for some reason, he's very angry with me. Now, maybe you can tell me why, fellas, huh?
First man there is Matthias Targo. Was Hungarian army. Explosives expert. Now we believe he's working for the Iranians.
Working?
Freelance terrorism. By contract.
Who's the girl?
Targo's other half. Rumor is the Israelis slipped a bomb in between their sheets. He wasn't at home, but they think maybe they got hurt.
Second man was an obscure colonel in the East German army. Ran an infiltration unit, the kind of thing the Nazis did at the Battle of the Bulge. English-speaking troops.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
All we know of him is GDR medical records show he suffers from migraines. His name is Peter Krieg.
Well, that is an exceptional report, fellas. Now, do you want to tell me what the hell this has to do with me?
The name Gruber mean anything to you, Lieutenant?
Rings a bell, yeah.
L.A.
What?
That thing in the building in L.A.
Peter Krieg was born Simon Peter Gruber. He's Hans Gruber's brother.
Yeah, it's that thing in L.A. We figure he's got you fitted up for a toe tag, and he's going to do anything to get it tied.
Inspector! Inspector, it's him.
Don't let him know we're here.
Simon.
Inspector. Now, who from the FBI is in the van, I wonder? Let's see, almost certainly Cross. Come on, Andrew, say hello.
Hello.
And I know you never run alone, so say hello, Bill. Still trying to butch up by chewing on your glasses, huh? This gentleman, as they say, is where the plot thickens. I have put 2,400 pounds of explosive in one of the 1,446 schools in Greater New York. It is fitted with a timer set to explode at exactly 3 p.m. Thank you. Your silence says I'm understood.
Did you say 2,400 pounds?
Yes, but please don't interrupt again. Simon says, if you attempt to evacuate schools, the bomb will be detonated by radio. And gentlemen, someone will be watching. Repeat, one school will be dismissed at 3 p.m. permanently. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless John McClane and his new best friend complete the tasks I set them. John, are you listening?
Yeah.
The payphone beyond hope, Tompkins Square Park. 20 minutes, go by foot, no rush. If you're really clever, you'll learn the location of the bomb and the code to disarm it. Oh, and by the way, gentlemen, we got something of a bargain on radio detonators. The only problem is the darn things seem to respond to police and FBI frequencies. So if I were you, I'd keep off your radios.
Simon, wait. £2,400 of that liquid stuff. My God. Give me the commissioner.
He's doing a press conference. He's supposed to be here in half an hour.
All right, Ricky, get every senior officer on the site. Get him here right away. You're not going to give me any jurisdictional nonsense on this.
I got two kids in the school on 64th Street. What can I do to help you?
How many men have you got?
75. But if I push the panic button, I can get 500 from Washington.
When?
2:33 o'clock.
Between now and then...
We're going to have to do this all by ourselves. Let's go. And Tompkins Square Park is more than 2 miles away, so you guys better get running. No radios. You take my telephone. You get anything, you call me through the switchboard. Good luck.
Thanks. Find that bomb.
Ricky, where are they?
Right over here. Senior man present is Chief Allen.
Chief of what?
Transit.
Okay, thanks, Ricky. Gentlemen, we have a decision to make. Chief Allen, the man who has done this... has told us that he has planted another very large bomb in a school here in the New York area. and he has told us that we cannot evacuate. But he has not said that we cannot search. Now, I recommend we get everybody, and I mean everybody. I'm talking about police, transit, sanitation, fire, even the goddamn librarians, and we start searching schools, and I mean right now. I'm talking about 1,000 buildings within the city limits, and we have 3 hours and 15 minutes to do it in. Now, I'd like to keep the media out of this as long as possible, because if they get in, we've got a panic. Are we in agreement?
Come on, guys! Get him!
They bought it. You can begin. Hook, line, and sinker.
Explain. For the rest of the day, we're supposed to handle the department's communication.
What do you mean, handle?
They're shutting down the police vein. All calls will be coming through this switchboard.
And I'm going to marry Donald Trump.
Folks, what's going on? Why did everybody tear out of here?
Come on, Pamela, look at your watch. It's coming up on shift change. The bean counters are worried about overtime, so we sent everybody back to the precinct to punch out. The next shift is going to be here in a minute.
You are so full of shit, Walt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it if you'd show my associates the way down.
Yeah, sure. Jimmy! You got the flashlight? Murphy, come on, you too! Rick Walsh.
John.
Come on, gentlemen, let's go.
You're probably at the World Trade. You know what that mess was.
For Mr. Little, is that Mr. Van der Vlieg is here?
Mr. Van der Vlieg? There's a Mr. Van der Vlieg and Mr. Little.
Oh, that's what he needed!
A lot of steam down here.
Yeah, we snapped a couple of the steam pipes. It's like a sauna. We got the subway guys to shut down the third rail.
Emergency lights.
Yeah, emergency lights, and there's still some light.
Hey! No shooting!
Who are you with nobody?
Speak English!
Otto doesn't speak English, do you, Otto?
Where the hell did we get this guy?
He's one of Targo's thugs.
So what's up with this L.A. thing? You famous or something?
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
Don't tell me, Rodney King, right?
Fuck you. You know this guy Simon we're talking to?
Yeah.
I threw his little brother off the 32nd floor and knocked Tommy Towers out in L.A. I guess he's a little pissed off about it.
Wait a minute, you mean to tell me I'm in this shit because some white cop threw some white asshole's brother off a roof?
Vanderplug, Felix Diddle, Corporate Relations. Sorry you had to wait, but apparently there was an explosion in the subway. It's played hell with our alarms, I'm afraid.
I trust there's nothing wrong.
Oh, no. Good Lord, no. Safe and secure. You were concerned about a currency exchange. We are not a commercial bank in the normal sense. We're primarily governments, central banks, that sort of thing. Apart from the depository, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
And you are in the flower business, Mr. Vanderplug. Elevator. Sorry, yeah. Our alarms are sonic and seismic. Two things which I'm afraid do not react well to explosions. You know, the subway business will not throw our systems into a cocked hat. In fact, we've had to give up and pull the plug on the whole thing. The repair people are downstairs now.
Good Lord.
Yes, yes. Heavens to Betsy, if anyone knew. But I thought this was a currency exchange.
Oh, I think we'd go straight to the withdrawal. Tanker Bell? Ich bitte.
You want to come down here and take a look at this? Something's going on.
What do you think, guys? Will you be able to fix that?
Just a minute now.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Down! Stay back! Stay back!
Yes, call the police. Get your ass down here right now. I'm under attack.
Hey, just relax, mate. Maybe you'll live through this.
Let's see to the office.
Being done, Albert.
Square.
Perimeter secure, Albert.
See town, see Fort Knox.
Dashing.
$140 billion. 10 times what's in Kentucky. Fort Knox. Ha! It's for tourists.
Yeah, McLean.
John, you're out of shape. You barely made it.
Yeah, well, we'll barely make it. What do you want us to do?
What is four legs and is always ready to travel?
Huh? What?
What do you say?
What has four legs and is always ready to travel?
What's the matter with you? Don't you have kids?
That's an elephant joke. Whoa. Had a bomb. Yeah, go ahead and grab it.
Oh, you're the cop.
Man, Simon said you're supposed to be helping with this.
I'm helping.
Well, when are you going to start helping?
After you get the bomb.
Careful. Don't open it.
What? I gotta open it. And it's gonna be all right.
Shit! Shit! I told you not to open it!
I trust you see the message. It has a proximity circuit, so please don't run.
Yeah, I got it. We're not gonna run.
Now we turn this thing off.
On the fountain, there should be 2 jugs.
Do you see them? A 5-gallon and a 3-gallon. Fill one of the jugs with exactly 4 gallons of water and place it on the scale, and the timer will stop. You must be precise. 1 ounce or more or less will result in detonation. If you're still alive in 5 minutes, we'll speak.
Wait, wait a sec! I don't get it. You get it?
No.
Get the jugs. Obviously, we can't fill the 3-gallon jug with 4 gallons of water, right?
Obviously.
All right, I know. There we go. We fill the 3-gallon jug exactly to the top, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, we pour that 3 gallons into the 5-gallon jug, giving us exactly 3 gallons in the 5-gallon jug, right?
Right.
Okay.
Then what?
Now, take the 3-gallon jug. Fill that a third of the way up.
No, he said be precise.
Shit.
Exactly 4 gallons.
He's copping 50 miles, run his ass off, and I'm out here playing kids' games in the park.
Hey, you want to focus on the problem at hand?
You said don't say anything if you don't know. I thought you said, give me the fucking jug. We're starting
over.
We can't
start over. We can't start over.
We can't start
over.
Put it in here. Put my foot up your ass, you dumb mother. Say it. Say it.
No. You were going to call me a nigger, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Why were you going to call me?
Asshole.
How's that, asshole? You got some fucking problem with me because I'm white, Zeus? Is that it? Huh? Have I oppressed you? Have I oppressed your people somehow? I'll tell you what your problem is. You don't like me because you're a racist.
What?
You're a racist. You don't like me because I'm white.
I don't like you because you're going to get me killed.
How much time?
Oh, shit!
We got less than a minute. Throw this thing away.
Look, we can't take it off and it'll detonate. Just wait. Wait a second. Wait a second. I got it. I got it. Exactly 2 gallons in here, right?
Right.
Leaving exactly 1 gallon of empty space, right?
Yeah.
A full 5 gallons here, right?
Right.
You pour 1 gallon out of 5 gallons into there, we have exactly 4 gallons in there.
Yes. Get out in there. Come on.
Come on. Don't spill it. Good, good, good. Right, exactly 4 gallons.
You did it, McClane.
Put it on the bed. Get it down there.
Congratulations, you're still alive.
Huh?
Congratulations.
Yeah, we did it.
You surprised me again, John. This is becoming an ugly habit.
Yeah, well, I don't have the time right now, Simon. Listen, deal's a deal. Where's the school bomb?
On the contrary, you have lots of time. You have 2 hours and 47 minutes precisely. Plenty of time to test those wits of yours.
Hey, listen, jerk off. Let me tell you something. I got a bad fucking hangover, all right? And I'm a little sick of these fucking riddles. Now, where is the school bomb?
Temper, John. The road to truth has many turns. You will find an envelope under the rim of the fountain. When you undertake the trip it suggests, ask yourself this question. What is 21 out of 42?
We are behind. We should abandon the rest and go.
Relax, Targo. There's not a cop for 20 blocks.
Sending us to the home team dugout at Yankee Stadium. Why?
Well, we're the home team. You supposed to find something there?
What's 21 out of 42?
21 again. Half of 42. 42 what?
How many players are on the Yankees ball club?
25.
What else is 21? Blackjack.
It's a club.
It's a wild goose chase is what it is. Where's the nearest A train?
Wait. You know, some kid might find that.
You're right.
Come back here! You little sons of bitches! Hey, you! I remember you!
Hey, where are you going? Come here, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Let me close, dickhead!
Shut your mouth! You went down to juvenile hall for a Butterfinger? Is that it?
Look around, man. All the cops are into something. It's Christmas. You could steal City Hall.
Come on.
My bike?
Let's go. Come on.
Oh, that's my bike.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Hey, what are you doing? Can't you say this that way?
Oh,
what the fuck are we doing back down here?
Let me ask you something. What is it that Wall Street doesn't have?
What, is this stuff catching? You're talking in riddles.
No, stay with me. What is it that Wall Street does not have?
What?
Schools. And what is it they have a shitload of?
What?
I'll be back in a minute.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Give it to those guys over there.
He's here.
Perhaps you could be a little more specific.
McClane is here. He's walking toward the bank. And the black man is coming toward me.
Oh, now that's a pity. I'd love to have gone to all that trouble at the stadium.
Simon, kill him. Stop toying with him and kill him now.
Okay, so be it. May he rest in peace. I'll inform Carl in the lobby. You pack up your team and get out of there.
And this one?
Officer.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to need an answer on that issue.
Let him go.
Understood. Yes, sir.
John McClane says to give you this. Wait, Jesus, don't open it. It's a bomb.
Another?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. We'll take care of that.
We better move now.
Sir, thank you so much for your assistance. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Assistant.
Will nothing mit Männer.
Ein Kind. Also, stell's hinten rein.
Ah.
Hey, you are leaving this place up, right?
Verstanden.
Doing?
All right.
John McClain, NYPD.
Are you all right?
Yes. Laundry day.
What can I do for you, Lieutenant?
Has it been quiet like this all morning here?
Well,
except for that big explosion a couple hours ago. I mean, have you seen anything strange happen in the last hour or so?
No. And we've had cops in here pretty steady since the subway thing. We were just going to make a round on the vault floor if you want to tag along.
Sure. Yeah, that's, I think I will.
Yeah, what do you think of this heat this late in the year?
Indian summer, huh?
Yeah, feels like it's going to rain like dogs and cats later. Here's one of you guys. Detective Otto, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm asleep.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I keep telling myself I'm going to take the stairs just for the exercise. On a hot day like this, but it seems like I always end up rotting the lift.
What was the lottery number last night?
You guys play lottery?
No? My wife buys me 2 tickets every week. The last 10 years, plays the same 2 numbers all the time. I say, hey, why don't you play a different number? She goes, well, those are my lucky numbers. I got the tickets right here.
Put that fucking gun down! Put the fucking gun down now!
Christ, you almost gave me a heart attack.
You all right?
Huh?
You all right?
Yeah, yeah, it's not my blood.
See what's going on down here?
Go take a look at never about revenge. It's about a goddamn heist.
Who alone was in the room?
This.
What is this? Oh, shit, is this gold?
Yeah, it's gold.
Damn, this is heavy. They cleaned out a whole room of this?
Yeah.
You know, that would have taken like a tank or a
dump truck. 14 great big dump trucks.
We almost got hit by a dump truck.
Shit.
Damn,
put that shit down.
No fucking way.
Yeah, he's gonna let you keep it.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're gonna need a car.
A car?
You gotta hot wire this thing?
Of course I can. I'm an electrician. Only problem is, it takes too fucking long.
Thank you.
bridge!
Down there, McLean. The FDR.
Let's go, come on.
Shit, what?
Shut the phone.
Oh, it's too bad. Come on, what's 21 out of 42?
I don't have a clue.
Well, what about Yankee Stadium?
We'll get there, but that son of a bitch is not getting off of Manhattan.
Oh, Christ! Oh,
you think you're a lady, Hillary Clinton?
That's it!
What?
Hillary Clinton, the 42nd president.
Oh, she'd be the 43rd president.
All right, but who's the 21st?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. You know?
No!
Well, kind of enters this piece of shit.
Yeah, come on,
get up
on
it. You go. It's built for economy, not speed.
Whoa! What are you doing?
Gonna get us another phone.
Wait. Hey, who's the 21st president?
Don't fuck yourself!
That guy was pissed.
I feel better when he looks in the back seat.
Shit, that was my gold bar.
Mr. McLean, get me Inspector Walter Cobb.
John, where the hell are you?
Barter, it's not a revenge, it's a heist.
What?
There's gold in the Federal Reserve, and they took a shitload of it. They're headed north in dump trucks.
Have you been drinking, McLean?
No, not since this morning. Listen, there's a line of dump trucks northbound on the FDR at about 70th. You gotta close the bridge and get some helicopters over there right away.
I couldn't close a hot dog stand right now. I'm spread all over hell. What about this damn bomb?
Find out who the 21st president was. It's got something to do with it.
John, the 21st what?
Walter!
God damn cellular fucking phones!
Get hold of Munson and Triborough. Tell them to close all the East River bridges north of 59th Street. Look up a dump truck.
Dump truck?
McLean says there are dump trucks headed up the FDR loaded with gold.
Walter, they don't allow dump trucks on the FDR.
Hey!
All right. You know what I should argue? I won't argue, no matter how stupid it is.
Kena, bring it around to the back. Check out the boiler room.
Find anything, Charlie?
I can spend a week in here with an X-ray machine and still not find it.
You don't have a week, Charlie. You got 5 more minutes, and we're moving up to 86th Street.
We're going as fast as we can.
What's up?
McLean was mentioning something about the Federal Reserve building. Isn't that right near that Wall Street bomb site we just saw?
Yeah.
How long do you want us to stay here?
The men at the stadium. Stay or go.
Carl should have checked in by now.
Oh, man.
Stay where you are. McLean may still turn up. Relax, Hargrave. He is still alive. He won't be talking to anyone. It's the next turnoff.
Hi, it's Elvis Duran. You're on the air. What's up?
First of all, I just want to tell you what a great show you got. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know those cop cars screaming around everywhere? You know what they're up to?
There's a bomb in a school.
My cousin's a cop.
Here you go,
somebody put a big bomb in a school somewhere.
Seven.
Only they don't know which one.
207.
So they're searching all of them. Every school in the metropolitan area.
Holy shit.
Doris!
Annie?
Doris, can you get a hold of my wife?
Charlie! Can't the goddamn city just call 911?
They're gone.
What?
They're gone!
Who is this guy? Houdini?
Shit!
Down there! Still got airbags?
Your side does. I don't know about my...
Traps, let me see the hands. Put them on the door.
Don't kill me. Don't shoot me.
You're a truck driver?
No, I'm a beautician. Of course I'm a truck driver.
Where are you taking this truck?
The aqueduct.
What are you taking a dump truck to the racetrack for?
No, the aqueduct. The water aqueduct.
Aqueduct?
Here all the way up to the Catskill Mountains.
What does?
That! The
water pipe goes for about 60 miles.
Hey, you're a foreman?
Yeah.
NYPD! Got any, like, extra dump trucks come through in the last couple minutes?
I'm gonna write those fucking clowns up. They better start paying attention to work orders. We're gonna kick some butt.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Not a dozen idiots who tore ass up the tube. We're not loading up there anymore. We're loading over here.
So much for bridges and helicopters. You got a map showing me where the tunnel goes?
Yeah, right here. We run pretty much up under the sawmill until you get up to the cofferdam. From there on, we've already brought the water down from the reservoir.
Any way to get in or out of there?
Yeah, there's a vent shaft every 2 miles.
No, I mean with a truck.
At the cofferdam, you can get a truck in there. You can get there on the surface, just follow the Sawmill River Parkway up there. It's about 20 miles.
All right, I'm going to meet you right there, all right?
Wait, what am I supposed to do?
You're going to go up to Yankee Stadium.
Please,
go, get out of here. We got less than 2 hours.
God damn it.
Of rock moved so far. Now that's 10 times the Hoover Dam. Right now there's 560 feet of rock above our head.
This part is phase 3 of Tunnel 3. Planning for it began back in 1954, but construction didn't begin till June of 1970. You know what the most interesting part of Tunnel 3 is?
What's that, Jerry?
The valves. Each one... from tunnels 1 and 2. Come on!
What a hell of a place to break down.
Hold it a minute, Jerry. Let me have your hard hat. You got a jacket?
Yeah. Here.
Wait here a minute.
Wait until he gets alongside the door.
Hey, fellas. Mickey O'Brien, Aqueduct Security. Hey, listen, we got a report of a guy coming through here with 8 reindeer. Yeah, they said he was a jolly old fat guy with a snowy white beard. Cute little red and white suit. I'm surprised you didn't see him.
So with you guys in these phones. Listen, give me something.
Holy shit. Is that guy dead?
Yes, Jerry. I'm afraid he is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I want you to get a hold of a guy named Cobb. Walter Cobb, C-O-B-B. He's the head of my police unit. Get him down here.
Find him. Tell him you were with John McClane.
Tell him to find out who the 21st president was.
Chester A. Arthur.
What?
Chester A. Arthur. 1881 to 1885. Nominated vice president in 1880. Did you know he was collector of customs right here in New York?
No, I didn't know that, Jerry. Take care of yourself.
Sordik?
Nein, wir haben nur den einen. Herr Oberst, kommen.
Ja oder nein? Ja oder nein? Jürgen, jetzt?
Also nein! Wir brauchen den anderen auch.
TV's got us! We gotta release these traffic guys!
No! Traffic jams we can take care of later. You find out what the hell is wrong with this thing!
Frequencies are jammed!
What about Ricky? I don't know. I can't get a hold of him. But Walter, Federal Reserve.
Yeah?
Biggest gold storage in the world.
You get a unit back down there. Find Ricky. Find out what the hell is going on.
Walter!
Yeah?
You gotta hear this!
Christ, I thought we were going in the back way.
This is the back way, Walter. In half an hour, you're going to have a riot at every school in this city.
Who's
guard at the top floor, put 20 men on each floor. Send the other 50 men down to the basement with us.
What about McClain?
Not a word. I'm getting nothing. Busy, sick. What's just as probably worse than we...
You're kind of putting all our eggs in one basket, isn't it? I mean, what if McClain's wrong?
Walter. Yeah.
This is Principal Martinez. Principal Martinez, Inspector Carl.
How do you do, Inspector?
How do you do, Principal Martinez? I don't want to alarm your children. I wonder if you could move them all into the auditorium and keep them calm.
Dan, you can call the rear guard.
Rear guard, you can close up now. We've reached the dam. You can come up now. Yes, you can close in now. Yes.
Attention, attention, Nils is dead.
I repeat, Nils is dead, fuckhead. So is his pal. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars... Boys down at the bank.
They're gonna be a little late.
John. In the back of the truck you're driving, there's $13 million worth in gold bullion. I wonder would the deal be out of the question.
Yeah, I got a deal for you.
Crawl out from under that rock you're hiding under and I'll drive this truck up your ass.
How colorful. That's very helpful.
You jeopardize the mission and the contract. Ivan, Janet, Julian Bell, here vulnerable till we reach the ship. I'm going to put an end to this.
Stop! Margo! Margo! Here, come here! We've got a dam.
What?
We drowned him!
Walter!
Take a look at this. The janitor said this one was delivered this morning, about 10:30, right? Not hooked up.
Yeah.
Okay, now take a look at the front.
We drill the hinges. Get everybody out.
Thank you.
there flagging somebody down. You all right?
You go to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, somebody there.
You didn't see nobody down. Nobody was following you?
I'm telling you, he's jacking us around. Oh, shit,
it's not rigged. Pull it. Well, I'd say you could call off your search.
Can you stop it?
I shouldn't even touch it. Who knows what kind of booby traps this thing's got. What about the code?
No word.
When do we evacuate?
Simon says he sees one kid leave the building.
Fine, there's a chance that somebody's still watching, but we can't stand here with our thumb up our ass waiting for this freaking thing to blow up.
Okay.
But today's special. Mr. Lambert here is from the fire department, and today he wants us to practice a brand new fire drill. So, I want you to divide in half, and I want half of you to go over here. Teachers will help them and line up against the wall. The other half will go in this direction. Please do it very quietly and very quickly, all right? Everybody up, please. Teachers, please help them.
Mind you, my ass. That guy from the fire department.
Maybe it's because of the radio.
You mean like they're after us? No.
Tony squealed on us.
No, we didn't.
Come on.
Where are you going?
Let me drop!
Go, go!
Damn it!
Why the hell didn't you tell me before?
Of course he put the bomb up in that school.
Why would he do that?
Make sure he got your complete attention.
Where's the fuse panel?
Right here. Pull out the anti-lock brakes, fuse.
Shit, I don't know what's going on.
Then yank them all out, then. It's going to be really bad. Listen to me. Hang the fuck on, all right? Triple A card.
Keep moving. I've got the janitors making a last sweep of the building right now.
Right. Thank you, Miss Martinez.
You do it.
10 quarters. The guy in the dump truck had 10 quarters. Exactly 10 quarters.
Well, maybe they will make a long-distance phone call.
No. For the bridge. What? For the toll on the bridge.
There, there. Down on the wharf. Dump trucks. Right there, right there.
Christ, they got it loaded on a ship already. Shit. How about the Coast Guard?
Take them an hour to get here.
Shit. We can jump.
What?
We can jump.
Your fucking mind. It's 100 feet down to the deck.
Yeah, but not to the crane, it is.
The cables will cut you in half.
I can make it.
Bullshit.
Get down. Get down. Look in the back of that car for some gloves.
Six booby traps, four dead ends, and a partridge in a pear tree.
We're going to have sort of a race. So when I say go, I want you all to run like crazy. All of you follow the police officer and the fireman. You guys are my front runners, okay? Well, I think we're cutting this a little thin.
No, Joe, we're going to wait.
The plane still may get the code.
Now, follow me up with that crane!
There, there, right there, right there.
Huh?
Right there, you're
right,
okay.
Now, I see it.
Keep your fingers crossed. Wait, hold it.
Oh,
you almost got it. Almost. Yeah, all right.
What are you going?
We
in a hurry?
I'm going first this time, all right? Yeah, the
intercom breaks up. Walter, the kids may be fine, but you'll wait much longer, and I'm going to pee in my pants.
We're going to wait, Connie. 6 more minutes.
Taught me out of jumping.
Get his feet.
Ja, bitte, Jenny. Was liegt aber ich?
Nicht jetzt. Vivian schafft's.
Es ist ein Child.
Mit einer Minute.
Jetzt.
Small streets.
Drag him to the ship to shore radio and beat that fucking code out of him.
Here, take this.
How does it work?
You know how to shoot a gun?
Look, all brothers don't know how to shoot guns, you racist motherfucker.
Sue me. Just yank back on that and pull the trigger.
That's it.
That's it? That's it. Just don't shoot yourself. Hey, don't be no hero. You find him, you come get me.
Katja, was ist mit dem Essen? Ich will heute noch was haben.
Oder unter die Decke flucht. Ein heißes Leib.
Naja, irgendwann geht's wohl los. Naja,
ich will was zu essen.
Nee, leider, hab keine mehr.
You have the autopilot set?
Yes, sir.
Good. Don't fucking move. Oh, the Samaritan. Give me the goddamn code.
Code?
Oh! I mean for the school. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
You call in that code right now, or I blow your sick ass into the next world.
That's what you gotta do. Don't take safety catch off. That works. Now where's the plane?
What was that?
He said, don't shoot.
Okay, Charlie. We're gonna have to go with the evacuation.
We're gonna go!
Well, you heard the man. Let's go, let's go!
We're gonna go!
Let's go, man!
On my mark! Five, four, three, two, one, go! Go, 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 go!
Let's do it! Okay, gang! Let's go!
Go, go, go! Hip hop, come on, here we go! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Little man, policeman, and you don't go away.
I'm that fucking Energizer Bunny.
Where are you going now, huh? Going to arrest me, Bunny?
I think I'm going to arrest
I knew it was bullshit. There's nobody watching.
Time to get Charlie out.
Let's move, Charles.
Time's up.
Give me another 30 seconds.
It takes a minute 15 if you're a kid, Charlie.
And last I looked, you weren't too light on your feet. Now move!
Up here! Oh, my God!
Up here! Christ, get him out of there!
Rooms are locked.
The rooms are locked!
Wait. Hey! Anyone locked for?
What's going on, Walter?
We still have kids in the building.
I'm staying.
No, Charlie, get out of there.
You ever see that show called Addams Family? They got a motherfucker on there called... You don't think I'm allowed to get to that gun, do you? Fuck!
Fucking
are they, Walter?
Still in.
No guts. No glory.
If we get to the roof, we can jump to the next building!
Get!
Wait. Stop!
Mayday, Bridgeport Coast Guard. Bridgeport Coast Guard, come in.
Oh.
Shit,
it's
too far!
Now!
Guts, no glory.
It's a big black and white fucking boat in the middle of the harbor.
Stand the line.
Yeah, sure, stay the line.
Take syrup?
How did old John like today?
There was never any bomb in school, was there?
Of course not. I'm a soldier, not a monster. Even though I sometimes work for monsters. No, the real bomb is on this ship.
Coast Guard. I was telling him where the boat was. Game over, huh?
Not quite over. Bridgeport Coast Guard, come in, please. They put you on hold.
She told me to stay on the line.
Oh, God, I love this country.
You know, your brother was an asshole.
he really was
an asshole.
He was an asshole. You got his number. Huh? You're okay. Forgive me. Would you help Mr. McLean below? Careful now. Now, you have the communique. Bridgeport radio, come in, please, Bridgeport.
Coast Guard.
Oh, you're there, dear?
Yes, we're here.
Do you have the ability to record a message?
Yes.
And please begin now.
Right.
This is a communique from the CRF. For too long, the West has conspired to steal the wealth of the world, consigning the balance of humanity to economic starvation. Today, we will level the playing field. In a few minutes, the contents of the Federal Reserve Bank, the gold your economies are built on, will be redistributed by explosive across the bottom of the Long Island Sound. If you are not in gridlock, I invite you to come and watch.
You're gonna blow it all up?
That's the idea. There are some gentlemen in the Middle East who seem to think that they'll make a great deal of money. See the men safely off the ship, and I'll see you in the port side launch.
The hell's all this got to do with killing McLean?
Life has its little bonuses.
Didn't I hear you say you didn't even like your brother?
There's a difference, you know, between not liking one's brother and not caring when some dumb Irish flatfoot drops him out of a window.
Hey, I didn't even know that motherfucker.
Yes, I never invited you aboard the ship.
No riddle is going to stop this motherfucker?
No code, no riddle, no fancy little countdown.
Hey, fuckhead. Yeah, you, fuckhead. Just one thing I gotta know. Got any aspirins? I've had a bad fucking headache all day long.
Must be your lucky day. Keep the bottle. Rock it.
Where is the gold? He's betrayed us. The containers are filled with that.
Thank you.
faster!
What's my post?
If I hadn't saved your fucking ass, I wouldn't be sitting here with you about to blow up with $100 billion in fucking gold.
Hey, well, I got some bad news. You're only going to blow up with me.
What?
There's no gold on this boat.
How do you know that?
I know the man. I know the family. The only thing better than blowing up $100 billion worth of gold is making people think you did.
Yeah, well, where is he?
I don't know. He must have switched it back on the dock somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to make me feel better?
No. You're wrong about the other thing, though. You're not going to die.
Yeah, you know some cop trick about handcuffs is going to get us out of this?
Yeah, use a key. You know how to pick this lock?
Is this some black shit again?
Hey, will you stop that racial shit? Are you a fucking locksmith or not?
Yeah. I could do it if I had something to do it with.
How about a splinter of that cable I slid down?
That might work. Hold on. What the fuck are you doing?
Fuck. Shit. How's that? Is that big enough?
Shit. Yeah, that might work.
All right. And I'm going to drop it on your hands. Cup your hand. Don't drop this motherfucker, all
right? Get the right. Come on.
You ready?
One.
Ready?
Two. Spit it. Yeah!
Get it?
Come on. Move your hand.
Yeah.
Damn, McClane. You know, I was just starting to like you.
Yeah, well, don't. I'm an asshole.
What are you talking about now?
I lied to you, Zeus.
About what?
You remember I said Weiss found that bomb up in Harlem?
Yeah.
They found it down in Chinatown.
Oh, now that's low. Even for a white motherfucker like you, that's low.
I told you I was an asshole. What the fuck was that? I don't know. Look, it was the only way I could get you to come with me.
Uh-huh. You got a wife, McClane?
Yeah.
I'm surprised anybody could stay with you long enough to be married.
Yeah, well, she didn't stick around too long. We're sort of separated.
What the fuck is sort of separated?
Well, she was in L.A., I was in New York. We had a fight on the phone, she hung up. I didn't call her back.
How long ago was that?
About a year ago now.
About a year.
What the fuck are you laughing about?
You threw away your marriage because you were too fucking stupid to pick up the phone.
What, you think that's funny, huh? You laugh at other people's misfortunes?
I bet you blame that shit on your wife, dude, right?
Well, my wife is a very stubborn woman, yes. You better stop fucking laughing. Undo these cuffs.
I'm almost there. There. I left my concentration. Oh, shit.
What?
Fuck, I dropped the thing.
Drop the fucking thing.
God damn it.
Shit, where is it? Where'd it go?
Find it, all right?
I don't fucking see it.
What the fuck is that?
I think I made it mad.
Go, McClane. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking do something.
God damn it, McClane. Listen to me. Just go.
Hard enough time getting through the day without having your death on my conscience, man. Shut the fuck up and think, all right?
Okay. Two. Check the engine.
No time.
What the hell is it doing now?
Just mix it.
Shit. Leg. How do you think I'm doing?
He's gonna be just fine.
How about you?
Let's get Ricky out of there.
Yeah, they found him.
Are you gonna be alright?
Got a bad headache. Think they're mad at me?
I wouldn't worry about them. They'll get to you eventually, but right now they're busy with this salvage operation, I guess.
No! Dredges! Dredges!
Just wasting their time. There's no gold out there.
What do you mean?
I took it with him. He beat me.
Johnny beat all of us.
I wasn't playing against you.
Fuck that, McClane.
You're still alive, aren't you? Well, aren't you?
Yeah.
So he lost. Lambert, did you give him a quarter?
Yeah, so.
I got it. That's it.
It is collecting, John.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate you.
Yeah, Carmen, just tell him you'll accept the charges.
Son of a bitch, had aspirin.
Yeah, it's John. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Is Holly there? No, hold on.
No country. Tomorrow, we have to decide which country we want to buy. And remember, this is all due to the gullibility of the New York Police Department.
Auf Gefallene, Kameraden.
Lieutenant, take over.
All right, listen up. First squad, you're mustered out in half an hour in the school bus. Right, we'll be the lacrosse team.
The jet is Nova Scotia. In 20 Minuten können wir.
No rush.
And Jürgen, you'll be the Padre.
Come on back around.
That's right, run!
Just what do you got out your side?
Look like roaches with the lights coming on.
I'm going to Nova Scotia.
You go with the trucks.
I have something personal to finish.
Let's go to work.
Thank you.
What is this? Hold it still. I can't see a goddamn thing.
Trying to get his attention.
Brother.
It looks like it. Think we should call a fire truck?
Ah, fuck them. Let them cook.
Oh, shit.
What?
What?
I left Holly hanging on hold.
I'll call her back.
She's gonna be pissed.
She'll get over it.
I don't know, Zeus. Like I said, a very stubborn woman.
She'd have to be to stay married to you.
Hey,